Business.
The show where we hopefully help,
we hopefully help you get a little bit smarter, work a little smarter. And we do that through a number of different ways. Guests that we have in the show, and I think you'll find an interesting one tonight. But also the fact that we have a situation where we have our LinkedIn groups that you can go up to. LinkedIn groups are Smart Marketing for Small Business, the same as the show, Creative Thinkers Forum, Celebrities for Marketing, and Fearless Marketers. In addition to the fact, you can go to our blog, smartmarketingmoves.com, and you also can visit our corporate website, smartmarketinggroups.com. Excuse me. And we want to hear from you. We want to know what topics of interest to you, what things that you have learned, what things you'd like to share. And one of the ways we do that is through our email. And our email is marketingsmartly@aol.com. marketingsmartly@aol.com. So what we're going to do tonight is we're going to cover a number of topics that I think will be of interest to you. And the topic that we're going to talk about is the webinar, which we are waiting for the guests to come in. But Melody Rush, who had been our guest a couple of weeks ago, is an expert in the area of webinars. And we're going to cover a number of areas regarding to the webinar, which is a fascinating aspect of marketing strategy today, and want to get insight on that. And we are looking for her call, which has not come in yet. So, let me see if we have to reach out and call her. So let's see what happens here. Just bear with me for a moment, folks, and we will try and see what is going on. Life is never simple. So we will look at this and see what we can find for this. All right, hold on a second. Let me see what we can do. Meanwhile, while we're waiting, there are a number of things. Ah, she's come on. Hold on a second. Let me get her. Here we go. Melody?
Hi, Leslie. How are you?
Good. I was afraid we missed you somewhere along the way.
Somehow I had the wrong number, so I finally figured it out.
All right. Well, I'm glad about that. What I was saying to the audience is you had been a guest a couple of weeks ago, and we covered some aspects of webinars. They are a fascinating, growing area, but there's so much to be known. And how about you give kind of a quick overview of your background, your experience, how you got into this webinar business and what you do for people with the webinars?
Sure. So I actually started doing webinars back in 2001, basically when they first were made available to corporations. And I've done well over 1,200 webinars over the years. And
wow.
I've used a lot of different products over the years, or webinar services. And I've probably done almost that many live presentations as well. So I do a lot of presentations on both live and virtual. So I got started in it out of necessity. I was told in my job that I needed to do it so we could reach more customers. And honestly, back then, there wasn't much training. So I kind of had to learn by trial and error and by fire and all those other things. But it's become such a very valuable tool now to be able to, you know, really reach people all over the world and without leaving home, which is a really nice aspect. And what I do is I help people, put together their webinars, be able to produce them, and get them up and running in whatever field they're trying to do it in, whatever topic. And so I just teach people how to use them.
How would you outline the essential steps before, during, and after a webinar for getting the best result?
Yeah, so the before is probably the most important because depending on what you're trying to do, you know, I've worked for a large corporation for over the years, and we actually start planning webinars 6 to 8 weeks out. Now, a lot of the, you know, a lot of the people today, there's a lot of, I call them information marketers out there. A lot of them maybe don't plan that far out anymore, at least promotion and stuff like that. But we were doing a lot of educational kind of webinars. So we were trying to get as many people as possible onto the webinar and give them, you know, a lot of leeway to plan for that. So the before is really the planning part of it. So, you know, being able to invite people to your webinar, being able to develop the content for the webinar, being able to set up any of the technical pieces, so the webinar service, you know, if you're going to have other speakers on, kind of like you're doing with this radio station, being able to put all those kind of pieces and parts together. Then
so
during
you
the webinar...
Oh, I'm sorry, go ahead, dear.
No, I was just going to say, and during the webinar, it's really learning how to engage your audience. So for me, as somebody that was doing public speaking, it was really tough on me at first because I couldn't see the people. And that visual cue you get from speaking in public, you don't have on webinars. So learning how to engage people where you can get that kind of feedback is what you want to do during it. So being able to build in questions you're going to ask or being able to build in to take questions for the audience or using some of the other tools that are available on webinars like polls and chats and all that kind of stuff for the engagement. And then after the webinar, it's just being able to follow up, you know, providing a replay, providing, you know, whatever it is you promised you'd provide as part of the webinar. And those are the kind of things you plan for before, during, and after.
What I'd be safe in saying is one of the things that, in not so much in doing the webinar, but from the audience's perspective, is to make the webinar very user-friendly so that people can get into it fairly easily. Does that make sense?
It does. You want to train your attendees how to attend. Now, that'll seem silly for some people because, like, for me, I've been doing webinars a long time, so I know how to get on and, you know, I know how to participate and stuff like that. But, you know, for a lot of people, webinars are new. And so, for example, some of the webinar services you can use, like GoToWebinar or JoinMe, when an attendee goes to attend those, they have to download a little piece of software in order to be able to attend. And for some people, that's a little daunting. They don't like to download. You know, they've been warned about viruses and, you know, all this malware you can download. And so you need to just, the service you're using, you need to let people know that's what's going to happen so that they can, you know, log on just a minute or two early to make sure they can get all of that working. So, yeah, you do need to train people, depending on your audience, how to attend a webinar.
Let me ask you, I know in speaking, because I'm a public speaker as well, occasionally somebody runs into a heckler. Is there such a thing as a heckler in webinars?
There is.
How do you treat them?
Well, the good thing is most of the webinar services now, you can banish them or ban them or eject them, depending on the webinar service. They have a different word for it. So you can, you know, expel them, so to speak, from the webinar so they can't bother you. Typically, in most of the webinars, if you're going to have a heckler, it'll be in the chat. And that's where, you know, you'll get people spamming by putting their own links or something like that. Yeah, so you just want to, you can, typically I suggest if you're brand new to webinars or if you have a really large audience and that's relative to what you're doing, you want to have somebody that's, you know, helping you. Either I call them a producer or a facilitator, and they actually can monitor the chat and, you know, really get rid of anybody you don't want on there. And there's actually even chat services where somebody can approve or disapprove anything that's submitted before it actually shows up. So, that, you know, depending on what you're doing, you may, you know, need those kind of services or may not. I never really had a whole lot of hecklers or something like that. I've had more on the corporate side that the services we use actually have dial-in numbers so people call in. And what happens then is you get a lot of background noise. People forget that, you know, that they're not muted and you hear their dog barking or their kid crying or static, or they even worse, they put you on hold in the corporate setting. Most of the time when people put you on hold, it plays music. So that's more of an interruption than I've ever had from, you know, somebody really heckling me.
Well, how important, you know, when you're making a presentation, I know that when I'm doing workshops, I use PowerPoint, I use a number of different things. How important are visual aids and PowerPoints and what else, you know, to make that webinar impactful, make it something that is extremely beneficial to the attendee?
I think visual aids are really important because, again, as I said earlier, that, you know, from the standpoint of the attendee, you know, depending on what service you're using, they either can see you or can't see you, keeping them engaged. And so anything that'll keep them engaged, like you may have a prop, like I have a book. So if I'm talking about my book, I can hold it up if I'm, you know, on camera live streaming. I can also do things like slides. You mentioned slides. Slides are a good way to keep people engaged, and you want to keep your slides simple and easy to read, and things that, you know, provide enhancement to your presentation, not a distraction. And then I've seen a lot of people use other things, like, you know, if they're demoing how to do something, they may use a website or they may use like a mind mapping software. You know, just depending on what you're doing, there's different ways to keep your audience engaged. And even using, you know, like I mentioned before, the chat, asking people questions and answering their questions. And I've seen people really effectively use whiteboards on webinars. I'm not very good at drawing. I can't even read my own handwriting, so I'm not a whiteboard person. But I've seen people do it, and it's fabulous for keeping people engaged and, you know, staying on and watching and participating in your webinar.
Well, you know, I think of webinars related to a lot of business-to-business services. But what about brick-and-mortar stores? Have you had experience where the webinar has been helpful to them?
Well, certainly. And, you know, depending on the business, you know, there's webinars are really useful for educating people. So if you're doing if you have a product or a service that maybe people don't understand or could use education on, one of the things that comes to mind for me is like long-term care insurance. So that's something that a lot of people really don't understand a lot about, but if you did, you know, webinars on that, you may have a brick-and-mortar, you know, kind of place where you're an insurance agent, but if you do webinars, that's going to bring more people in because you're going to educate them on the product or service that you're selling. And for a physical product, if it's something that, you know, you can give instructions on, you know, like how to, like I know there's a lot of these cooking stores with, you know, fancy cooking equipment. Well, you know, I walk in those stores, I don't know what half of that stuff's for, but if you did webinars and showed me, I might need that actual gadget, you know. So anything that will help educate your audience can help you, you know, provide a service and eventually, you know, help you in sales.
Well, that makes sense. Absolutely. You know, how important is it to have someone else running your webinar so you can just concentrate on speaking and generating excitement?
I think there's two main reasons I would do that. One, if you're brand new. So if you're brand new, it's, you know, it's like the first time you drove a car. It seems like you got to keep all these things in mind, right? You got to look in the rearview mirror and the side mirrors and, you know, all this kind of stuff. And it's like that with the webinar, because if you're brand new, you're trying to figure out how to run the slides and, you know, how to do your presentation and, you know, make sure you do all these kind of things. And so to have somebody to, you know, run the webinar itself just takes some stuff off your plate. It's also good, even if you're experienced, like yesterday I did a webinar and there was 160-some people on it. And I had two of my coworkers on there for a couple of reasons. One, I can't see what the attendees see. So if I'm presenting and running my slides, and if something goes wrong, and once in a while the webinar service will bleep or the internet will bleep or whatever, then they can tell me. Where sometimes customers or attendees won't tell you. And so you just don't know. You know, they know how to get in touch with me. They know my cell phone number, or they know how to text me or find me or whatever we've worked out. So it's just good to have somebody on there that's your friend. Even if they're not doing any of the running, they can at least kind of look out for you. And then if you have really large webinars, like I talked about the one yesterday with 160 people on it, if you're trying to monitor chat and things like that, sometimes that chat will just scroll. If there's that many people in there and they're very active, so it's really useful to have somebody that can help monitor chat, maybe answer some of the questions, and also feed you some of the questions so that, you know, you're not having to try to present and catch all the questions coming in and all that kind of stuff.
Now, one of the things that I want to make sure we don't overlook, and I have a number of other questions, but how do people reach out to you if they're interested in getting your services?
Sure. The easiest way is to, you can email me at info@melodyrush.com, and Melody spelled with an I-E, so it's MelodyRush.com. You can also reach out to my website. There's a contact form on there, which is also MelodyRush.com. Those are probably the easiest ways. I'm also on all the social media, so Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, all of that kind of stuff as well.
All right. No, because I think it's important that people reach out. All right. I have a few more questions, but first what I want to do is remind people that they can reach out to our LinkedIn group, Smart Marketing for Small Business, Creative Thinkers Forum, Celebrities for Marketing, and Fearless Marketers. And you have to be a bit fearless to do the webinar, I think, at least from my perspective. And if they have questions, they want to share anything, is to email me at marketingsmartly@aol.com. I also want to pause for a moment. We have a sponsor that I would like to talk a little bit about. So just bear with me for a moment, because it's a company called VTech. VTech is a they produce a thing called the four-line small business phone system. It's kind of a perfect solution for small business owners that need to install a phone system that has the qualities and features that, you know, only have in the past been available from with companies with much, much bigger budgets. This one is a system that is most affordable and easy to install. In fact, I've installed one in my office, and if I can install anything, anybody can install anything. The four-line small business phone system components include a main console with the option of expandable cordless desk sets, cordless accessory handsets, cordless headsets and speaker phones, allowing the system to grow alongside a business up to 10 extensions. And expanding the system is really a complete breeze. You know, you need to add an extra desk set? Not a problem. All right. With the touch of a button, a small business owner like me and many of my clients with minimal IT experience can wirelessly register up to 9 expandable components. And because they register wirelessly, it'd be nice if I can get the word out, the expandable components can be located anywhere there is a power. Only the console requires a phone line. So it gives a small business a lot more freedom, the owner a lot more freedom to move around. He doesn't have to, or she doesn't have to plan their workstations around phone lines or Ethernet drops. So in addition to ease of use and simple installation, this four-line small business phone comes equipped with a number of advanced features, such as an auto attendant for each line, a digital answering machine with mailboxes for each extension, full duplex speakerphones, music on hold, and I hope my favorite music, power failure operation, six-way conferencing. You can buy this system at Office Depot, Office Max, Staples, those types of outlets, as well as online at www.vtechphones.com. I think it's worthwhile for people to investigate. Now, I want to get back to some questions that I have for you. So let's do that.
Okay.
in the area of developing marketing strategies and the whole marketing sales process, why should people use webinars? What is the big benefit they get from them?
Yeah, I think the biggest benefit of webinars is the ability to reach more people, and it's in a very cost-effective way, because other than the cost of the webinar service, you can reach a lot of people using a lot of free promotional things like Facebook and, you know, social media and your list of customers that you already have and all that kind of stuff. You can really reach a lot of people with webinars, and you can reach them in different places in the funnel. So if people are, you know, just getting to know you and looking for, you know, whatever it is you're offering, then, you know, you're getting them in the top of the funnel. You can do some education to start moving them through to different places, you know, different products you're trying to sell or different services you're trying to sell. And it builds a community, too. I mean, it's funny, we do a lot of general webinars at the company I work for, and we laugh because there's some of the same people on every single one we do, and there's some weeks we do at least one every week that's an education, I mean one every day I should say that's educational, and that, you know, some of these people are on every single one of them, and we're just amazed that, you know, people want to be a part of that and that kind of thing. So it helps you, you know, build your client, your funnel, your leads. It also helps you build your credibility, your expertise in the eyes of other people. And so it's just a great way of doing those things.
Why do you think people attend webinars?
I think for a lot of people, you know, you can kind of attend almost anonymously. You know, you do have to have, for most of them, an email address. And if people are like me, they probably have multiple ones, and they probably have a throwaway one, so if they don't want to be on your list, they'll, you know, use that. But it gives them an opportunity, you know, to come on. They're kind of anonymous. You know, they can be anonymous. They don't have to, you know, actually engage if they don't want to. But it's also, you know, I participate in a lot of webinars, so it's really a community. You get in the chat, you see people you know. You know, it's just another way of socializing in some ways on some of the webinars, especially some of the educational webinars. So I think it's just a, you know, great way to learn. You can learn from your own, you know, couch if you want to, so to speak, in the privacy of your own home. And it's just a great way to learn and meet other people even. So.
Well, in listening to what you're saying, it seems to me clear that this is not just for people who are trying to sell something. That
Correct.
Webinars can cover a whole range of services. What are some of the types of services and things that you have been involved in or you've seen in webinars and are not just sales?
Yeah, one of those kind of cool ones, and this is, excuse me, one of my really good friends, he's actually a dog trainer, and he used to be a policeman with a canine police, and got hurt on the job, and now he trains dogs to do, like, bed bug detection and, you know, narcotics, you know, that kind of sniff.
Fascinating.
And then he also is teaching people how to be expert witnesses and things like that, and he's using webinars to teach people. And so I give them, I tease them all the time, because I'm like, it's not fair. You always have dogs on there, and people like dogs. So, you know, people really like you a lot. I think it's the dogs, though. So that's one. I've seen some really interesting ones. I saw one that was on bear management the other day that one of the Fish and Wildlife Commissions were doing, and they were doing a webinar on bear management. I was like, okay.
When he bears watching, I mean.
Yeah, exactly. Maybe so. I saw one on food safety, one on smart vegetable gardening. One was actually State Patrol was providing information to drivers using a webinar. And I'm like, I didn't attend any of these, I'm going to say, but I do get lists of different ones that are coming out sometimes. But, you know, I just find interesting. I wonder who does attend them, but. You can find just about anything on webinars these days.
Let me ask you, because for people who have not been involved in webinars, I think of, for example, workshops and presentations where you have a lot of interactive dialogue. In fact, it's one of the things I emphasize in the workshops I do is interactive. I used to do a, for 11 years, I taught an 8.5-hour workshop for a publication called Advertising Age Magazine on marketing strategy. And I said, if you had to listen to me for 8.5 hours, it'd be a trouble. But what kind of interaction is possible with a webinar?
Yeah, so the simplest thing is I can, you know, depending on what webinar platform service you use, you can have, you know, guests on, so you can do interviews, or you can have, you know, kind of like we're doing, going back and forth, chatting with each other. And that, you know, so that provides, the guests are watching it, so it's kind of like watching a TV talk show. So you could do that. You can, as far as your interaction with the audience, you can do chat, so they can, you know, put in questions, they can answer questions that you have. You can do what's called polls, so you, you know, develop a poll with questions, multiple choice questions, so people can answer those, and you can share those results with them. You can have videos that you play. You can have offers that you make, and the offers don't necessarily have to be sales offers. They could be a free, you know, download to an ebook or a document or something that you've created, a PDF file you've created, and that, you know, provides interaction. But some of the
I want to ask another question because it's going to run out of time short. What are some, you know, what is the typical services you offer someone? If our listeners are interested in doing a webinar, what are the types of services you offer?
Sure. So there's several things. I do coaching. So if you, you know, want just somebody to help you walk through and learn how to set up and, you know, coach you through it, I do some coaching. I actually do some webinar reviews. So if you're already doing webinars, you know, I'll take a look at what you're doing and, you know, offer some, you know, feedback, what's going well, what you can improve on, that kind of thing. I actually do some full service. I have a couple clients that, you know, I really help them put together the webinars. I help produce it, help, you know, from beginning to end kind of stuff. I have a podcast that I've been doing that has some real simple questions on it, and I also interview, you know, webinar experts to find out what they're doing and tips and tricks for them as part of the podcast as well. So that's out on iTunes and Stitcher. And then I have a product I'm getting ready to release next month that's really to help people that are brand new to webinars that want to learn, and that'll be available next month as well.
All right. Again, I want people to know how to reach out to you. All right. Go ahead.
Yeah, I was just going to say the best way is you can email at info@melodyrush.com, and that's Melody with an I-E, MelodyRush.com. My website as well is MelodyRush.com. You can go out and see my podcasts are out there, and there's some blog posts, and there's a resource on different services and things like that you can get to out there as well. And then, of course, my podcast is out there. If you just want to listen and you don't want to interact, you can hear a lot of the advice and stuff I have for that. And I'm on all the social media as well.
All right. Let me also suggest go up to our LinkedIn group, Smart Marketing for Small Business, and put your contact information in there. Let people know in there, because that would be something else that we can do. We're going to run out of time in a few minutes, so I want to thank you so much for this.
You're welcome. You're very welcome.
You know, I've learned a lot from you, and I hope to learn a lot more, because I think webinars are just a tremendous tool that can accomplish a great deal. And in particular, it helps reach out to people who can't always attend a particular session because they're not geographically located nearby or don't have the budgets to do so. So learning by webinar, I think, is just a magnificent opportunity. I thank you so much, and hopefully, you and I are going to talk tomorrow on some business anyway. So I thank you. And,
you are quite welcome.
And we'll see how more we can do this more often. Take care, and thank you so much.
Thank you. You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. And that, folks, is why you get smarter on Smart Marketing for Small Business. Spread the word.